ahead of the endless Facebook posts that happen throughout the season saying, what is the Jack Sears? We explain it all for you now.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. We've got another 10 minutes with for you today in the build up to the brand new 2025 season. We're going to take you through a couple of the bits and pieces just to get you up to date with everything, basically. And we're going to focus on Jack Sears this week.
Yep, it's a championship that is running in the series for a while now. Yeah, every year, newcomers to championship. We wouldn't necessarily know what it's all about. And, you know, to be fair, it took me a couple of years to get used to what it's all about. It's the Jack Sears Championship. This is a championship that's aimed at the rookies, the drivers that aren't always contesting at the front of the grid to make sure they've got something to race for every single weekend. We've got a busy Jack Sears rostrum for this year.
We have, and it's not just rookies that are eligible for the championship. So for this year, the rules have been slightly tweaked from the last couple of seasons. So you have to have scored more than one outright podium in the touring cars in the time that you've been in it, basically. So Pearson won a race last year, and on last year's rules, he wouldn't have been eligible for it going forward into this season. Before, we had the little tweak about inheriting podiums and stuff like that, which means that Sam Osborne is still eligible for the Jack Sears, obviously far from a rookie nowadays.
But only has one podium.
But yeah, and as you say, it is more focused towards those new drivers coming into the championship that haven't had the opportunities before, may struggle a little bit to adapt to the championship, but it gives them still something to fight for.
Yeah, and that you see it in other motorsports where you've got cars, McLarens, at the front of the grid and nobody can really get close to them. And you think to yourself, what is the point of being an Ollie Bearman, for example?
Yep.
This championship means that those drivers that aren't in a Napa Ford or a BMW or fighting at the front week in, week out, have still got something to fight for every single race weekend, keeping the sponsors happy and also helping them build their confidence and profile in the sport.
Yeah, so just to add, obviously previous champions of the Jack Sears are not able to compete in it in following seasons. So last year's winner of Mikey Doble will be basically just fighting for the independent crown going forward this season.
Maybe the outright championship.
And yeah, from taking that trophy last time out, and from what I remember, it's a huge trophy.
It's massive. It's absolutely massive.
Ridiculously big. But there are 8 drivers this season that can be eligible for it. And the following drivers are Darrell DeLeon in BMW.
Yes.
Charles Rainford, also in BMW, obviously fresh to the championship. Ronan Pearson, who's been there for a little time now in Toyota. James Dorlin.
Well, his first season at Toyota. Yes. In the series, a year and a half, yeah.
James Dorlin, fresh to the championship, again, in Toyota. Sam Osborne, who has been there so many times before, but only taken one podium so far. He will be there with the Napa Ford. And then we've got the 3 boys at Unlimited in Dexter Patterson, Nick Hamilton, and newcomer Max Hall. Thoughts and feelings? It's a bigger Jack Sears grid this year.
It's a really big
grid. And I think it's going to be a really competitive one.
Yeah, because you might be thinking to this as well, there's 2 drivers here in a BMW, they're bound to win it. It's not always the case. It's not always the case. The Jack Sears trophies, we'll get onto in a minute, rewards drivers for finishing races.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a BMW and you're potentially thinking you'll be fighting at the front, you could get caught up in dramas. So there's no guarantee just because you're in the best car. You look back who's won it over the years. We've had Vauxhall's win it.
Yep.
Did Kreese win it 1 year? He did.
Yep,
I can't remember what car he was in. Bobby Thompson nearly won it in the Audi A4,
yeah, A3. Yeah.
So we're not necessarily talking the best cars on the grid that win these trophies. Okay, except for the rule, Camish won it in his first season.
Yep.
And I think Robottom won it as well when he was in the Honda as well.
There have been countless seasons where we've been going, well, Sam Osborne, he's got that best car going into it. He should be the man to beat. And he's come up short. For the last 3 seasons, he's missed out to Mikey Doble, Andrew Watson, and Bobby Thompson.
Yeah, he's a man to be beaten.
Yeah, he is. And he keeps getting beaten, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a big year, I think, for him in the Jack Sears because you'd have to say on paper, he's got to probably be up there.
Massively experienced.
I think he's a massive favourite on paper because he's the most experienced. He's in a top running or top challenging car, at least. Obviously, you can never rule out anybody in a rear wheel drive BMW or, to be honest, Toyota. And also the boys, as you've said, they all look pretty good, to be fair. But you'd have to say, if you're a bookmaker, you'd be putting Osborne as the favourite.
Yeah, you've got to consider that the 2 guys at BMW, it's the first time that they've driven the BMW in the BTCC, and it's the first time that Rainford has been in the touring cars. Yes, we've seen him come through the ranks at Porsche, and he's developed really well. but it's a whole different ball game jumping up into the touring cars and instantly being competitive along with those other drivers that have been there for a little while now. So don't always expect them to be at the front, be winning the Jack Sears. And just to clarify, to win the Jack Sears, you only have to be the leading Jack Sears driver on the finishing grid, basically, to get those top Jack Sears points.
How are you feeling about putting graphics in this week? Because you forgot to put them in the last
yes,
video.
Yes, I do apologise. So
you feeling you can put one in this time?
Yes, yes.
Right, graphic on the screen now, which will help delineate this. You can see here a Jack Sears driver's finished eighth on the road overall, but top of the Jack Sears group. Therefore, he gets all the points for the Jack Sears win, as if he'd won the race outright in terms of points. Yep. And you can see here in 10th, the second Jack Sears runner has finished 10th. He receives the points for second as if it was a real the outright second place. So that's how you score points. You don't have to finish first of the overall grid. No. Just first in your Jack Sears grid.
And crucially, if you don't finish or you're not classified in a race, you don't get any points, which is... We've seen it change champion or change Jack Sears championships and make massive differences across the season.
You could finish down in 19th
and still be running,
but you could be second or even first in Jack Sears championship trophy standings. Probably not this year because how big the field is, but you can, as long as you finish the race, you will get points for the Jack Sears, and that's massively crucial. And we've seen over the last 2 years, because we do the overall Jack Sears winners part of our predictions, which I'm sure you'll be pleased to never come back for another year. Sometimes it's been down to literally a point because somebody has managed to drag the car over the line in 21st, but get that crucial point in the Jack Sears.
Yeah, even if a driver's had an incident on lap one, say they've had a puncture, they've gone into the pits, made that change, they're way back down off the back of the grid, but there are other drivers that haven't finished the race. They're still picking up those points, and it can make a real difference at the end of the season. I know we'll get into it with our full predictions, but pick a couple of drivers out that you think... are going to be top of the...
I'm not going to tell you who's going to win it because that would ruin the point of our sealed
envelopes,
which again will be coming back later as we get closer and closer. You can't look past Osborne for me just because of the experience in the British touring cars. But I also think, because, you know, let's bring back an old phrase, Dexter Patterson, there's a racer in there. Look, we've just had the Croft test. Those Coopers look quick and look
wildly quick as well.
You can't take too much. We're not going to do a big deep dive into testing because you can't take too much from testing. We've seen it in F1. You see it in other sports. You don't know what team's running. You don't know what sort of program they're doing. You don't know if they're sandbagging. However, what we do know from what we've seen is the Coopers look pretty fast.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by that. For me, I think it's going to be really difficult to look past those BMWs. Yes, the drivers are going to have to settle in there, but we know that car is quick.
We know DeLion's quick.
We know DeLion's quick, and he's completed a hell of a lot of laps in testing as well. So he's getting to grips with the car, getting used to it as well. I kind of think if they come on Song early, they're going to be the two drivers to beat in this championship. But we'll keep you up to date with it going forward. Every race weekend, we go through what we think Jack Sears is going to happen, who the winning driver is for the whole weekend. It's averaged out over the points that they score for the weekend, not just sort of like finishing positions and stuff like that. So, yeah, we'll keep you up to date.
What else is cool on that, so, which we've not mentioned, is that obviously if you are running in, with all due respect to in motorsport, you're probably not going to be fighting for outright podiums that often. However, if you win the Jack Sears class, you get to take home a trophy, which is really good for team morale to have that on the wall back home, all that kind of stuff. It really does sort of give you purpose of being in the sport, because, you know, it is difficult when you've got McLaren's winning everything and you're turning up and you're thinking, we're not going to beat these guys. And it happens in the touring cars, not to the same degree as F1, but you do see it in the touring cars. For me, there's only three drivers that win the championship this year. And if you are a car that's not one of those three or one of those three drivers, you know, what can you be hoping for? If you're in the Jack Sears, and indeed the same for the Independents, if you win your field, you get a trophy, which is, you know, really good.
Yeah, there always seems to be something to fight for within the touring cars. We'd love to hear your thoughts on how you think the Jack Sears is going to turn out this season. Who are your favourites going forward? Is Max Hall going to surprise us and come storming through the field? Or are we going to see that old head now of Sam Osborne come through and show his experience and show what underlying talent we think there is?
And don't forget, in our British Touring Car free downloadable guide, which will be out soon at the start of the season, there's a whole section devoted to Jack Sears, so you can refer back to that throughout the season if you need to.
Yeah, and if you haven't already, make sure you go and subscribe, get linked to our podcast, and we'll be able to keep you up to date with all the goings on throughout the season. And until then, stay safe, and we'll see you next time.
Cheerio.